Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. So we created a podcast where we have million-dollar conversations that help small business owners thrive. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matigy Digital.
And we're recording today from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community in downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. All right, Matt, we are doing a bit of a throwback episode today in that we're going to break down and destroy a buzzword, and that is sustainability. It's one of my favorite ones to hear because I think it immediately makes me a little bit angry, but I also think it's my favorite in that when we understand what it means, it's also the key to everything. So people will throw around sustainability and they talk about sustainable. And I think it's an important word to talk about as a small business owner. So I would like to know your initial thoughts and what you think.
I see it in marketing sometimes with products more. I think I've seen it with a couple services, which I think is funny. But I'm always curious about what they actually mean from a sustainability perspective, or like an actual definition perspective, or why they're using that wording. And it's just frankly a bunch of baloney most of the time. So,
and it kind of is. So my background in writing grants and sustainability was a buzzword for a while. There was never really a definition of it. People would use sustainable. I think they use it in different ways. I think there's ways to use it in terms of building a sustainable small business, which frankly just means one that's not going to close down right away. There's sustainable profit. There's sustainability in terms of environmental sustainability, which again, I think is one of those words that's, you know, maybe not exactly true, or when people use it, they're usually comparing it to something else. It's like, you know, this choice is a bit more sustainable than something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've thought about using the word sustainable in Thrive from this is a more effective way to start an office and run your office instead of coming in, spending a bunch of labor and material on a bunch of stuff that's going to get thrown away or whatever. Come here. Get in, get out type of thing.
Yeah, I think that's a good example of where it's a good place to use it.
Really?
I think it's buzzwordy. And yeah. Using it, I would probably make fun of you.
Yeah.
but it's also true. And that's why I like this conversation and why I put it on the list as a buzzword, because there's part of me that wants to just like vomit a little bit and be like, oh, stop using sustainability. But when we actually think about it, like I am very into, you know, reducing impact on climate and environment. I'm into building sustainable businesses that grow wealth that's sustainable. Mm. So to me, sustainability is about that maybe slower path that's built around what you want specifically, where you have less waste. And you're focusing your energy where you want. So Thrive as a sustainable way to have an office for a business is that perfect, ready to go. It's really nice. You don't have to design something. You don't have to build something. The furniture's here. The cost is going to be cheaper than you can rent your own office for. The environment's going to be way nicer. You're going to get external benefits of having people around you that are going to make your business grow and just give you the right mindsets. You never know what you're going to pick up from the business leader of the year or the guy who wants to be known as the business coach to get you money. Like these are the things that contribute to a sustainable business. So in a way it's that, yeah, terrible, maybe marketing language or right away, it's going to drum up all of these thoughts, but it's also really true and needed.
Yeah, and I always think about sustainable from the eco-friendly, no zero waste type of products and industry that's come out lately. Don't think about it so much from a actual business, sustaining your business and sustaining profit and wealth perspective, though, which is interesting.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, people will talk about, and this was, I think, back in grants. And when I was, I always say accidentally really good at getting grants. Like, I think the way I thought about it is very much like some of the story brand stuff I do. It was also thinking about when they would say sustainability, what does that mean? And I would plunk in kind of a different, definition, which would be things like sustainable employment. So for example, I could build a giant factory and I could hire a bunch of people, but if I'm not doing things that are going to keep them employed for a long time, it's not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So if I'm building that business to create some jobs now that are going to stick around, if I'm always thinking about little improvements, it's going to be sustainable. Hmm. Whereas I think in businesses, they'll either invest way too fast and try to do too much too quickly and just completely implode, or people won't do anything. And then they hit that point where they almost slow down and die, or the investment they need to catch up is so great that they just don't make it. And that's not sustainable either. So you're kind of always balancing the sort of what to do, where to invest. So it's keeping that long-term vision in place and, you know, doing those things that are sustainable. So that often is using less maybe resources or buying less stuff, or also making sure you are sort of feeding the beast a little bit and investing in the things you do need to, because it's about the long-term sustainability.
It's interesting too, because you do think about, okay, how do I grow my business? How am I more innovative or whatever? We don't spend enough time thinking about, like, how do I just sustain the business? And maybe that's a mindset shift too of, all right, I'm not playing catch up, or I'm not focusing on marketing right now. I'm actually thinking about sustainability of the business.
Yeah, sustaining it. Now, I do think there is some merit to the, you know, people will say, well, if you're not growing, you're dying and you always need to innovate, but at what pace, right? And you might go through a season where you're like, you understand, like, okay, I've been growing like crazy, but I can't keep growing at that pace. I have to maybe slow down or take the time to build some processes or build in this new capability. And that, again, is sustainability. Like, I've met so many business owners who just burn themselves out and close their business. And like, that's not helpful either, right? It's like, so you need that sustainability could be, how do I slow this down a little bit? Or how do I make sure I'm, you know, if we look at you in the marketing business, if you're in business, you choose to be in marketing, you know, you're not always doing big campaign pushes, but you might go into a sustainability sort of cycle where you're just keeping things turned on, you know, keeping your online presence there, but you're not actually growing like crazy. And then it's time to go on a growth cycle, and you might go hard on growing. And that's probably more sustainable than going, you know, medium all the time.
We go, like, business owners go so much on their gut and feel, and we need to plan more. We like pump the brakes sometimes and plan, like, okay, this is the goal. This is what we want to do. When we hit this point, then let's pivot. And I'm guilty of it very much myself, but conversationally, it's funny to think about.
Yeah, and I think when we layer in the sustainability, it's the planning, but it's also the pausing to find out what you really want. So if we use Thrive as that example, there's people who vision themselves in their own building, in their own office, and they want it to be exactly how they want it. But that might not be where they are right now as a business, whereas for you, I don't know what the cost is per month currently, but like, for that much, you could be in your business tomorrow, right? Without having to save up to buy the building, or better yet, borrow a bunch of money to like jump in. And then all of a sudden you're not sustainable because you're being choked out with interest payments to the bank. Right. So the sustainability is thinking about what you really want in that business and going after that.
Yeah. And just for safety's sake, less than $1,000 a month, you can have a turnkey office versus having to gut a building and design a building and build a building and then stock the dishes and clean that toilet, all that kind of stuff. Just slide in, do your work, focus, and that's it.
Yeah, there's a business owner in town, Bjorn, who owns Holseg. Might not own it now. I haven't followed Holseg, but to quote him at a Chamber of Commerce event years ago, he did a talk, and one of his best decisions was not buying the building that he was in. And he said that that would have killed his business.
Sure.
Because he ended up needing, like, I think in the end, like 10 times more square footage than he had. Mm. And he at the time thought, oh, this business is great. It's working out well. People were like, oh, you should buy your building, but he didn't. And then he got busier and had to grow. And he said if he had bought the place he was in, he wouldn't have grown because he would have been tied to that building that he needed. And over time, he got into a place, I believe, where, you know, the square footage could grow when he needed. And then sometimes he would shrink it back a little bit, but always sort of manage that with the business. And to me, that's just a great example of growing at the pace of your business. It is more sustainable. It worked out well in hindsight. But I think about decisions like that because I know, you know, when I get up in the morning, I'm thinking long term, sometimes too long term, right? So I think about, you know, clients, people I work with, you know, we have a Monday morning coffee. When I sit and look around the table, it's like, how do I help these people build a lot of wealth and make a lot of money over the next 10, 20 years? Mm-hmm. It's not, well, how do I hustle them into like making a bunch of money this week, right? Mm-hmm. Or even myself, it's not like, oh, how do I sell $1,000 of stuff today? It's more, how do I do this amount in a year? Mm-hmm. And to me, that long term is more sustainable.
Yeah. And it's tricky though sometimes to think about long term when there's all these issues every day, stress and all these things, and you're like panicking. And it's like, it's hard to think past your nose.
As humans, we are so bad at that. I've probably done a lot more reading and thinking about this, and I love some like behavioral economics and some biases. And even then, it's a constant fight. But we have these stresses of like in the news, or we've done an episode called This Economy, and my whole career, and now I finally feel like I'm maybe a seasoned veteran in business. It's been, I think, 17 years working with businesses coming up soon. The talk the whole time has always been, well, in this economy, like everything's bad and the sky is falling. Yet what's actually happened is the exact opposite. So it's learning how to shut out some of those immediate sort of stressors and think long term. And I think that's the core just of sustainability in general. And even when we look at environmental sustainability or buying less stuff, like these things will still be around, like, or something new is going to come up. Like, I've been thinking about that just in some of my own personal purchase decisions, because sometimes you're like, oh, I want this thing. And it's like, well, you know, they're not going to stop making it. Or one of my favorite quotes, it's like, in a crazy scheme to turn a profit, they made more than one. They're going to get it, right? Yeah. Or they're going to be available. So anytime we can make a decision to sort of slightly delay some things or pause to plan or take that, as small business owners, we're making big leaps and investments all the time, or knowing like, hey, I need to make a leap, but I don't need to make four leaps at the same time. And
sure,
I think I've done that, and I definitely have worked with clients where like I'm talking them out of taking four leaps at once. And sometimes they say, you know, F you, Brian, I'm doing this. And then we have to pick up the pieces later. Or they take one or two. Like it's a constant sort of battle with sustainability.
Picking up the pieces later isn't always a problem though.
Yeah. And sometimes that's easy, right? I read a great quote about finances. If you you don't want to get into too much trouble and owe, you know, the CRA too much money, but sometimes you can pay someone like let's just say $2,000 to clean up your books and reorganize your finances, that might be the better decision than like holding yourself up today, right? It's like, yeah, I can just go nuts and clean it up, like hire someone to clean it up later. And that actually might even be cheaper than paying someone to keep it organized.
Well, I always think about whenever I clean something at home, or like to make it super simple.
Yeah.
I had to clean out my shed the other day. And then next thing you know, my shed is completely empty. I've got a pile that's going to the dump in one area. I've got a pile of toys that can go somewhere else. My deck is covered with stuff that needs to be cleaned. I've got just piles everywhere. And I'm like, I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep burning more and more of my time. So later that night, I did like 5 minutes of work and I cleaned up one pile. And then yesterday I cleaned up one more pile. And this morning I cleaned up one more pile. And I was thinking about how we are always in a rush to like, let's do this project. Let's do it perfectly. There's nothing wrong with cleaning up the pieces though, because we can lay it all out there and we pick away at things as we kind of get to them based on priority and concern also. And I think that's the biggest challenge is a lie, it's being dramatic, but that is a challenge as a business owner to figure out which of those piles, which of those pieces actually needs to be picked up first.
Yeah. You just like led us into a whole new category, I think, of sustainability, which is why I wanted that like dive into this conversation, because it's that sustainability of your energy and effort as well, which is, yeah, like once a year, I have to do a bunch of work to make a bunch of piles, and then I have to tackle them 5 minutes at a time every day. And within 2 weeks, it's over and you can go back to it being the garbage mountain that it is versus stressing about it every day.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, as you said that, I was like, oh, I kind of accidentally did that with my own garage. And it's like, you want it to be perfect or close to perfect, but like I have, you know, I don't drink a lot of beer, but we have like the place where we have the cans to go back to the place. And I'm like, they're just in a box. And I'm like, I'll just get a bigger box. And when it's full, it takes 5 minutes to do something about it. But for the amount I consume, that's like once every 2 years. So like, don't even worry about it. Just like, that's just the place it goes. Right? Yeah.
Or a quick note on that. Someone was just like, you know, you can just recycle those.
Yeah.
I just put all my stuff. I don't even take my stuff back anymore. I have no interest.
I'm secretly hoping that a kid will just, people do fundraisers. And like next time I see one, it's like, just show up to my garage and make it all right. So if you're listening to this and your child is doing a can/bottle drive, you know where to go.
If you want to send your child to Brian's garage.
Yeah. And the door is broken. So you can just go and take it. But I think that's that mindset of, you know, we don't have to dismiss sustainability as like a word that doesn't even mean anything, because I think in marketing, every company jumps on it because it's a buzzword and it's like, oh, we're being sustainable. But when you actually look, it's like, well, you know, instead of dumping our refuse in the river, we're putting a filter on it first. Like, look at us, we're sustainable, but they're still maybe poisoning a bunch of fish, right? Just slightly less. And there is no, I think, permanent sustainable. Like, it's a constant tension we're managing, but it's really, I think, slowing down and making those decisions for long term.
Nice. Sorry, I'm thinking about my final thought now.
All right, tell us.
You started to ask me, like, what's the one thing you want people to remember? And I'm trying to think of my way to pull sustainability into my speech. And you've lost me mentally now just thinking about that.
That's awesome. Well, I do think, you know, to bridge a gap between, as that final thought comes back to you, you know, sustainability, how we link this to marketing really is, I believe that every business to sustain long-term needs some sort of marketing. You need to constantly invest in marketing. It could be things like every 3 years, I need to refresh my website, or I need to take a look at my copy, or I need to look at my products, or I need to, you know, try to do a push on Google, or I need to test out this new social media thing. So there's always something in a sustainable business. I've watched so many businesses like cut marketing completely, or they don't do marketing and they grow to a certain size. And then it's like, oh, now I have to spend a huge amount of money to like overcome that. Whereas if I just invested a sustainable amount on a consistent basis, I would have way more options. So I think you're their guide to do that. I think Matty G Digital specifically and your retainer model is set up to make those micro adjustments at the speed of you making those recommendations so that you can just pay you a fee forever and you're never going to get the same thing over and over again. It's not like you're buying your newspaper ad on page one that's going to be there until the newspaper goes out of business. Like you're doing that. So I think that's one key ingredient to that sustainable business.
Yes, marketing. Someone at the Monday Morning Coffee today asked, how do you get your leads? And I laughed because in my head I was like, I do marketing. That's how I get my leads.
Yeah, and every business, whether they know it or not, that's the only way you're getting leads is marketing. So whether that's word of mouth, you have three channels of the three people that know you exist and you're hoping that they talk to someone, or you're putting a sign out in everyone's face, or you're showing up in their social media feed.
I've been telling people conversationally now that referral and word of mouth, it's just a different tactic.
Yeah.
And like people are like, oh, I get business through referral and word of mouth, so I'm happy. But you're still having this conversation with me. So like there's something missing. That's just one of your tactics. That's one channel. Imagine you had that going and then we introduced a whole new channel for more people to know that you exist. So
yeah, it's about scaling that.
Yeah.
So awesome. Do you have that language wrapped up in your head?
We'll see where it goes. So my final thought, or how do I want people, what do you always ask? The last thing?
Yeah, what's the one thing you want people to know and how do they find you?
The demographics of Lindsay and Coeur d'Alene are changing. There's more and more people moving up here, which means there's more and more people that do not know that your business exists. They are turning to Google to search for those types of products that you sell. Google SEO, search engine optimization, is the most sustainable service that you can do with your business, because there are things that we will do with getting found on Google now that will help your business rank tomorrow, a month from now, and years from now. Unlike ads, which is someone searches for something, your ad pops up, you click it, that money is gone. You get that awareness, you get that click, that might be it for it. Same with social media posts, that awareness will disappear over time. With SEO, the tactics we do today will have a long-term sustainable effect on your site, and I'm not joking.
I know.
If you are curious about what I'm talking about, book a call with me on my website, managingdigital.com, and I'm happy to talk to you about all the benefits of that.
Awesome. And what I want people to know all about sustainably building your business to create wealth for you and your family, but I am the business coach and teacher that helps your business get money with grants, increased sales, and streamlining your business for revenue and profit. You can find me at profitcoach.ca. Matt and I, we collaborate to help you start, grow, or recharge your business. We want to work with you. If you want to discuss working with us or to be a guest on the podcast, you can reach us at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca. And remember, we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses.